Chapter 3 Frozen Sleep. The broken soldier, kindly bade to stay, sat by the fire and talked the night away, wept o'er his wounds, o'er tales of sorrow done, shouldered his crutch, and showed how fights were won. Oliver Goldsmith, The Deserted Village. Geographic was one of the largest mobile objects ever created by human engineering. Seen from below as the shuttle rose to meet her, the ship looked like a gigantic flashlight with a silver doorknob attached to the end. The aft end was a ring of laser fusion reactors, a flaring section twice the diameter of the trunk. The trunk, over 150 meters in length, was the cylinder that housed the life support systems and cryogenic suspension facilities. Minerva II was approaching the fore end, the laboratories and the crew quarters, where Cadman had spent 5 waking years of his life. The dock was a conical cagework at the end of a protruding arm, barely visible even this close. Minerva II slowed as she rounded the fuel balloon. Bobby Kanagawa was a cautious pilot. Cadman's fingers itched and twitched. His touch would have been surer, his approach would have been faster. But he wasn't flying Minerva II. Geographic's fuel balloon was shrunken, spent, and half its original size. Only a breath of gas remained of a half-kilometer sphere of deuterium ice. The colony could not produce deuterium, not yet.
We were homo interstellar, Cadman thought. We will be again.
Some of the external paneling had been stripped away from Geographic and shuttled down to Tau Ceti IV for building material. The shuttle maneuvered past a drifting mass. The tightly wrapped cylinder, scores of kilometers of superconducting wire, waited to be